Hey everyone, Tuesday, June 27th. My name is Will. I'm going to run through today's morning brief. A look at performance from the major areas yesterday. Maybe a bit more to say than perhaps expected because S&P 500 cap weight was down about 45 basis points. NASDAQ composite down about 1.2%. The Dow also posted a loss yesterday of about 4 basis points. However, the equal weighted S&P 500 was up about 60 basis points, meaning that it outperformed the cap weighted S&P by about a full percent. Emerging markets also positive yesterday, and then you also saw positive action from EFA and even the Russell 2000. So it wasn't a completely down day. If you were just focusing on the technology sector and the Qs, you may have thought so. This is the chart of RSP. This is the equal weighted S&P 500 ETF. No break back into a positive trend just yet, but you're right on the brink. So you need to see that 150 print for RSP to get that back into a positive point and figure trend. That's something that we've talked about for a while. We're still fans of adding to equal weighted equity exposure. Right now, we still think the growth and technology, consumer discretionary tilted areas could see a bit more of a pullback. So keep an eye on this chart. This could be an ETF to consider. We saw some nice outperformance yesterday. This is SPY, the cap weighted S&P 500 ETF. Just note right here, we've yet to pull back off of this stem of X's. In fact, these dots tell us where we close, and that's 431.44, which if you look back, that is right at the August 2022 highs. You would get the pullback officially at 425, and that will put you back below those. Then you'd really be looking for a higher bottom from there. There's been a lot of talk about yields. Of course, there's some Fed speak going on throughout this week. I believe PCE is coming out on, I believe, later this week, Friday. So you want to keep an eye on that. It tends to be sensitive to the market, but this is the US 2-year yield. I just want to highlight that it's still on this steep column of X's near multi-year highs. This is the 2006, 2007 high for the 2-year yield. We reached that in March of this year, and we're not too far off in June at around 4.75, 4.7% and change. We did put a good piece in our report the other week about do more rate hikes mean trouble for bond markets? I've seen a lot of discussion about if the Fed pauses, what does the market do going forward? Or if the Fed continues hiking later, what does the market do, et cetera, et cetera. We put some commentary around that in terms of just because shorter term rates are approaching a ceiling or going up, that doesn't necessarily mean long-term pain for the further out end of the yield curve. So I'm not going to blabber too much about it, but from June 22nd, if you want to take a read on that, there's some good charts in here. I want to end with more of a quarterly preface. What I mean by that is the NASDAQ 100, this is from Coy Finn on Twitter, is on track to record the best first half of the calendar year ever. We've put out a really similar chart to this. I didn't have it updated this morning, so I figured I would use theirs. And with that degree of outperformance or historically strong start to the year. At the end of the quarter, that means you could expect some heavy rebalancing because whether it's passive funds, whether it's traditional 60, 40, 80, 20, whatever it may be, the equity allocations could be above target thresholds, which would require some selling to bring things back into focus. Not to say that's going to happen, but given the really intense start to the first half of the year, it could be pretty probable, especially at the end of the second quarter. Another thing that would probably coincide with that is the average VIX progression. So this is the gray line. This gray line right here is the average VIX progression every year since 1992. We're taking the average value every single day of the VIX since 1992 all the way through the end of 2022 and plotting that on the chart here. The purple line is the VIX movement so far in 2023. You'll note that it's tracked surprisingly well. You even saw the spike in late March falling down along with the average values. VIX typically bottoms for the year around the July timeframe. And then note after that, we do tend to see a spike, or call it a spike, but an increase in market volatility. This area would coincide with some maybe rebalancing and positioning after a really strong first half to the year. So keep this in mind. I think there could be some credence to that. Okay, those are my updates this morning. Appreciate the time. I'll be with you again tomorrow.